Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
And hello and welcome back to this Arrow Talk podcast. Tonight we will be talking about home invasion. And yes, someone has invaded Arrow's home. Who could it be and why? Well, tonight we will answer those questions, including what's going to happen on the finale. Oh no, don't worry, we won't spoil it for you. But we could guess, right? All right, let's get to the phones before I start going crazy and start talking to myself. Let's go to area code 239. Who is this?
You have failed this city, Matt from Florida. What up, man?
What up, Matt? How's it going?
Oh, good. What happened to this Mobile Talk podcast last Friday? I called it about a weapon and it didn't work or something.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that on the other podcast. But how was this home invasion, Matt? How was it?
Oh, I mean, crazy. Like when that guy said we got a special delivery for you. I mean, oh my God. Were you just like, shoot this gun through the
It was violent, huh?
It was intense. And then the kid just sneaks out and the guy won't stop to get that kid. It was great.
It was definitely those
epic
to keep you at the edge of your seat, definitely.
Yeah, and Laurel, man, if that scene, okay, at that scene where she was with the gun, she was kicking butt.
Oh, yeah, hardcore. All right, from error code 772, who is this? Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Mary Beth,
welcome back.
Thanks.
And your first thoughts, Mary Beth, on home invasion?
I'm really sorry to see that him and the black guy broke up.
Yeah, John Diggle, his sidekick extraordinaire. Yeah.
Yes, that's really hard. And I don't know if he should have. That was a hard decision for Arrow to make, to go with the little boy against what he was going through. But maybe he thought that Diggle could take care of himself with the guy. But still, he almost got himself killed too. So that was tough. And I just hate to see them break up because I think they're a good team.
I know. Does that mean it's the end of All Legal?
It looks like it to me.
A mashup of their names, Oliver and Diggle, is All Legal.
That's good.
Okay, I know I'm reaching out here, but let's go to another caller from area code 432. Who is this?
It's Joe from Krypton. How you doing,
Joe? Matt? Welcome back, sir, from Krypton. How's the weather over there?
It's very, it's almost like I'm at the beach. It's very nice weather.
Yeah, but you know, that red sun could do some things on you, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, really
can. Instead of brow.
Okay, sir, so did you watch, I don't know, do you guys get CW out there in Krypton?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay, and your first thoughts of home invasion?
I thought it was really good, and I just want to say I think Oliver made the right choice by putting the little boy's needs before Diggle's, because that's exactly what Superman would do. He put the kid's needs before a friend.
Then a vendetta.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah, it was a great episode, though. I really enjoyed it. I was on the edge of my seat. The only thing,
Me
that,
too.
My only problem was the black guy, the villain, I forgot his name already. He kind of reminded me of like a mashup between Joker and Bane from the Dark Knight movies. You know,
I hope no one gets offended, but he was a hard ass, and his character is called Mr. Blank.
There you go.
It pretty much fits him, because he definitely wipes you out when he's near you. So, yeah, Mr. Blank, and he was played by J. August Richards. So definitely, let's give him a round of applause. He was definitely one villain you did not want to meet.
Yeah.
Where it could be your last. check this out. We will see him again. According to IMDb, he will be on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV movie, which if you guys are Marvel fans, it's based on the S.H.I.E.L.D. comic book series.
Ooh.
So we will see him again. So that's kind of fun. And he was on the previously canceled CW show titled Emily Owns M.D.
Oh, yeah, the one with Justin Hartley.
Yeah, so he made the jump. So he's met both Arrows now, Justin Hartley and Stephen Amell.
Yeah.
I know that's a stretch too, but yeah, he is definitely on his way. I definitely would put him as one of the top Arrow villains up there because he just did not give a damn. Right, guys? Okay.
Yeah, he can give a damn about anything.
Yes. Okay, we have one more caller from error code 201. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. We are talking about Home Invasion that aired last night on April 24th. Who is this?
Lauren from TV Raptor.
Well, hello, Miss Lauren. How are you today?
Hi, okay. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for calling in, and I hope you saw the episode last night.
Yep.
And first thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I think, like someone said before, Oliver putting the boys needs before Bagel was, you know, right. So.
Right. Just like how Joe from Krypton, he mentioned that. He said another superhero would have done the same thing, and that would be the Man of Steel himself. He would have definitely put someone's safety first instead of taking out a vendetta. Now, let's twist this. What do you think Batman would have done? Let's go to Matt from Florida. What do you think Batman would have done? Do you think he would have gone to save Robin from vendetting his parents' killer or help out this kid in need?
The kid.
I don't know. That's a toughie. I mean, there
you
got to
pick
like
one, Matt. Come on. You're on the spot.
I would say he would help the kid.
He would help the kid.
Batman,
all right. Mary Beth.
Batman always takes kids in.
All right. He loves the kids. All right. Mary Beth. What do you think Batman would have done? Do you think he would have gone to help out Robin or help the kid?
He would have helped the kid, I think.
All right,
I mean,
that's two for the kid. Okay.
Well,
all right, Joe, I think we heard your
like
answer, but tell us again.
I think because what Bruce Wayne went through as a child, he would put vengeance second and he'd put the kid's needs first just because of his experience as a kid.
Okay.
His parents were murdered. Yeah, most definitely the kid.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, and Miss Lauren, what would you say? What would Batman do?
I think Batman would have helped the kid before Ross.
Yeah, well, of course. You know, the kid's life is in danger when Diggle was just going after revenge for, you know. Plus, hey, we get to see more Deadshot. Hello.
Yeah.
That's the plus side of that. I know we shouldn't root for the villain, but he's one hardcore killer there.
Yeah.
He was a badass in that scene.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to, let's see. Let me read a quick log line. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. I have to say this before we get into our conversation. If you were in L.A. last night watching Arrow, Channel 5, which is KTLA here in Los Angeles, they played an Arsenio Hall commercial during Arrow at like the very first moment when Deadshot was about to take the shot in the very opening.
Yeah.
Arsenio Hall all of a sudden shows up, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And plus,
yeah,
check this out.
Yeah, happened before in the New York City.
I'm
know,
sure it happens everywhere. But check this out.
Like,
the commercial has Arsenio Hall saying, watch my show, and it says, premiering September 9th. What?
Oh, that sucks.
It's
horrible. It was on purpose.
I hate that.
I know. I would understand
that
if they're trying to, like, promote it heavy for next week or something. September 9th. So that got me really angry. So right away I went to Twitter.
I letters to Arsenio Hall.
I know. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Arsenio Hall, really? You're going to cut in as Deadshot is about to pull the trigger to saying to having Arsenio Hall say, watch my show September 9th. I'm like, oh, no. Well, I'm definitely not. No. And then there was another interruption when when Oliver is with Shadow and I forget, oh, shoot, the other guy's name. Anybody help
Slade.
Me? Help, help. Yes.
Slade?
Yes.
Slade.
Slade.
Yes. Yes, all of you were correct. Slade, yes, he was talking to Shadow about all we have is arrows. And then, guess what? Channel 5 decides to cut in again during the show to promote Two and a Half Men. I'm like, are you serious? And it's the reruns, too. It's not even the Ashton Kutcher.
Wow.
I was so pissed off. You do not know. And this was all before the Arrow logo comes on. So you could tell I was already, the first 10 minutes, I was like, this is not happening. But, okay, so that's my little rant. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you guys are listening. You're like, this has nothing to do with the show. I'm like, I know, but I'm a fan like you guys, so I have to vent, right?
I got pretty mad when there was commercial cut too, and when I watched Arrow on the New York City.
I know, it's crazy. Okay, we have another caller from error code 951. Who is this? Hello? Error code 951. Going once. Going twice. Okay, we're going to hang up on that person. I know. Call back, please. We want to hear from you. 951. Please call back. All right. So now we're going to go around the room and tell us, think of something from last night's show. What do you think stood out for you? There's always a scene when you watch a TV show, especially something like this, where, you know, they keep getting better every week. So now from the two-week hiatus, we come back to Home Invasion. And at first we're like, okay, Home Invasion, how are they going to work that in the title? Well, it worked. Mr. Blank shows up in Oliver's home. So get it? Home Invasion. So now think about, what was your favorite scene? I'm going to start off. That way you guys could have some time to think. So I'm going to give you mine. And it wasn't, you know, believe me, I love the action, the stunt work, everything.
Oh,
I love it. Love it. Love it. But I know I might step on some toes here. Sorry. I'm going to go on the island, and I'm going to go to the scene where Shadow is helping or teaching Oliver shoot her bow or his. Whose bow is it? Did we find out who it was?
Hers.
Hers. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's showing him, like, feel the wind, feel the, you know, all that really cool stuff. And there was that little spark, and I'm like, hey. Whoa, what's going on here? It's like you saw that little spark, and I said work between them. And something like that, it either works or it doesn't. Hence, Laurel and Tommy, me, that never worked. But Shadow and Oliver, it's definitely some chemistry there, especially the way she kind of leaned on him a little bit heavier than what he would do. And, of course, he still had reservations because his girlfriend or his mistress slash ex girlfriend sister just died not so long ago. So I think that little chemistry that they showed on the island, and especially the island scenes, they stood out to me the most in this one. I don't know why. I guess it was a little sabotage at the end with Yalte, but definitely the island scenes with Oliver and Shadow. So definitely that stands out for me. Let's go around the room. Here we go. Lauren, you're up next.
Definitely the fight scene between Oliver and Mr. Blank and the Queen Mansion.
Yeah, yeah. It just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
Good one.
So that's
all right.
The one
I know. It's like, I wonder what, I swear, the stunt guys, there should be like a stunt award. I wonder if there is. Do you guys know if there's a stunt TV award that they give out?
There
might be, right? If anyone finds out, and anyway the fans can vote, please tell me, and I'll just post the crap out of it so we could get them recognized, because they really outdo themselves every week. All right, let's go to Matt from Florida. Your favorite scene, sir, from Home Invasion.
I love the scene at Oliver's home where he was kicking some ass against that guy, Mr. Blank, and he...
Mr. Blank,
Yeah, and he killed him with the pitchfork and the fire. That scene was
yes.
so badass for me. I was,
do you guys remember Detective Lance's line when he walks in and he sees the the pitchfork on Mr. Blank? He goes, oh, he says something like, oh, it looks like it's a pitchfork this time instead of an arrow, a bow. That was kind of funny. Yeah, the poker. All right, Mary Beth, you're up next. What was your favorite scene?
Well, I'm not going to go with the action this time. The scene between Oliver and his friend, when the friend said, I'm going to leave you, because he saw him fooling around with Felicity, but Laura, and he walked away and left her hanging, that was kind of emotional. I guess that's a woman's point of view. The action was good, too. That threw me off a little bit, because why would he give up the girl? But then I was always afraid of him going to spill the beans and tell everybody who Oliver is. If he is the Arrow, if he gets mad enough, but... maybe he's manning up. So, and I can't figure out what he's doing with his father. Is that good or bad? That's another thing. That's from another show. But, you know, when he went back to his father, I don't know if he's doing that to spite Arrow or what. So that's another
thing. They didn't show Merlin at all. I mean, Merlin Sr., because they're both Merlin. But, there was not that much mentioned in this episode. I'm sure something's coming up.
The Undertaking.
Oh, yeah. Dun, dun. Give me a dun, 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 Matt.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Joe from Krypton, give us your favorite scene, sir.
Oh, man. You know, Marvel never does this, except for maybe like the Spider-Man movies I've noticed. But DC sure knows how to pull on the heartstrings. Mine has to be when Tommy's telling the little kid, you can see your parents when they're in close eyes. Oh, my gosh. It had me in tears, man. I love when DC does that with, you know, when they're pulling on the heartstrings, man. They really know how to do that. I love that. Absolutely.
Yeah, they definitely know how to pull the tearjerker.
Yeah, I mean, the action scenes were good, but that's the stuff that really gets me is the stuff when someone's giving somebody hope. You know, that's why I love Superman so much, because he's about hope. It was
yeah.
just fantastic. It was a fantastic scene, man. It was great.
Yes, definitely agree with you, Joe, and I'm sure everybody else here agrees with you. That was definitely one of those touching moments. And for the kid to, like, witness his mother get shot, I'm like, whoa, CW, what's going on here? It's a little violent. Okay, Roy Harper, we haven't touched base on that. No one's mentioned him. No one's talked about it. But there is a little change going on. He definitely is on the right path towards Arrow. He's seeking out who saved him from who? What was the villain's name? Anyone?
Oh, my God.
I forgot.
The savior. Go Lord, go Lord. If I had a prize, I would give him out, but I don't. Not yet. I've been trying. Believe me, I'm gonna try to get some swag from CW. Roy Harper, definitely on the track to seek out who saved him, and I think. At that point, he saw it was pretty much the end. If Arrow was not there, it's definitely dead end for Roy Harper. But he realizes how important that event happened, where it's like almost a second chance. And don't you like how Arrow treated that situation more like I saved you because I need to get to the bad guy? It wasn't more like, I have to save Roy Harper. But because of that twist, Roy Harper, he realizes that he had a second chance. He doesn't want to do bad things anymore. He wants to change his life. He wants to seek out who this person is and why he's doing it and possibly help out others. What do you guys think? Lauren, let's go to you.
I like this. I mean, you know, he was – when he – in that episode, Salvation, you know, he didn't really have any – he didn't find any nice qualities himself, and then, you know, he was given a second chance when Arrow rescued him, so I think he feels indebted to him. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good segue to sort of incorporate him into the show's mythology, so.
Yes, and do you think they might, it's going to be hard because obviously Speedy is Green Arrow's lad, but in the series here, Speedy is Thea Queen. Do you think maybe...
in the comic book.
Sorry?
There's two Speedies in the comic book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know about the second one.
Yeah.
But what's the timeline on those? Does one replace the other?
No, they both exist in the same continuity.
Yeah, it has like three aliases or something like that, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Red Arrow, Arsenal, and Speedy.
And Speedy, right?
Yeah.
I think Mia.
Right. So I guess,
Mia,
they might just dodge
the
Speedy for Roy and give him either of the other two names that Lauren mentioned. All right, let's go to Joe. Since you're talking, Joe, tell us about Roy Harper's place in time as of last night's episode.
I think, the thing that really got me going about Roy is at the end when he's talking to Thea and he says, I don't know why, but I feel like I'm connected to the hood. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I was like, yes, it's going more towards, you know, he's closer to becoming Red Arrow, you know.
Yes.
He knows that he's destined to be fighting alongside Green Arrow. Oh, man.
Oh.
As a fanboy, I don't know. I almost exploded right there.
I agree with you. And can you imagine at the time when they both are going to be posing together with their uniforms and just, you know, kicking butt?
Oh,
it's going to be epic.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. All right, we have a new caller. Let's see, from area code 951. Who is this?
Hey, it's about time.
Hey,
God.
Regina, how's it going?
5 minutes. God. Yeah, I'm all right.
All right. So, tell us what you thought about Roy Harper's little moments in last night's episode. Do you think he's on the right path to becoming Green Arrow sidekick?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, he was just spelled a few bad cards, and he wants to turn his life around. So I can't wait to see him actually in his costume.
Oh, and you notice he's been wearing, like, a red hoodie consistently.
Oh, yeah, the whole time. From the beginning.
Little hints, little subtle hints here and there.
Little nods,
yes. Because if we're not calling Green Arrow, I mean, if we're not calling the Arrow Green Arrow yet, what do you think they're going to give Roy Harper if, let's say, they don't go with a traditional comic book name?
Arsenal,
maybe, yeah, something that's not color related.
Arsenal.
All right, let's go to Mary Beth. Roy Harper, Mary Beth, is he still on your radar or not?
Oh, yeah. He really is going, leaning towards the Arrow to help him, and I think the Arrow was the one that turned his life around.
Yes.
It was a great idea. And I'm not real familiar with the Red Arrow character at all because I was into the comics.
Okay, so this is all new for you, right?
It's all to me. But Arrow did turn himself around from Arrow helping him, and I think that's going to help him in the future. He needed somebody like that to put them through. To get through after the bad side of himself. That's what I mean. But I think it was very good.
I think us as viewers, we always like the underdog. And when Roy hit, you know, rock bottom, we want people to rise up to the occasion. And I think Roy's going to be our little guiding light in Starling City. If Green Arrow can turn one person, imagine the masses.
Right.
All right, Matt from Florida, Roy Harper, what do you think?
Yes, he's got a destiny to help Arrow, because I'm thinking in the season finale, he's going to help him defeat the Dark Archer.
Oh, see, you already have it planned, dude. I love it.
I'm thinking it in my head. He's going to turn Joe on the good side. And with him and Thea working together, if they both find out Oliver is the Hood, goes, oh, no, you're my brother?
Oh.
Can you imagine? Working together.
All right,
so
Matt. Matt's already rewriting history again. Thank you, Matt. All right, so now let's go to a scene that we kind of could have had without. It's one of those that if you were the editor of last night's episode, what would you cut out? Think about it. What scene did you think, okay, maybe they could have been cut out, or maybe it could have been in a different episode, just didn't fit in this one? I'm going to start. It's really hard for me because I kind of enjoyed the whole thing, even the Arsenio Hall commercial. No, just kidding. Well, maybe the 2.5 men scene. That was kind of cool.
Oh, what the?
Regina, did you get some of that or
no? Yes, I did. I was like,
okay.
What the heck is that?
Weren't you yelling at the TV screen?
Yeah, I was like, I thought I accidentally switched channels. I'm looking at the remote. I'm like, I didn't touch it.
It's possessed.
That's the beauty of having a DVR. Yeah. I watch it through my DVR so I can go through all those commercials. But I didn't get anything from
Mary Beth, these commercials came in while we're watching the show.
I know. Like I said, when the
TV
already
go right to the
commercial. Yeah.
Deadshot, and all of a sudden you see Arsenio. I'm like, what?
I know. I was like, wait a minute. Did Deadshot pull the trigger? I see Arsenio now. Did he shoot Arsenio Hall? Okay, so yeah, that would be my scene. I would cut out Arsenio Hall and 2.5 Men. Just did not fit in the show. For some reason, just didn't work with me. All right, let's go to Matt from Florida. What scene would you cut out in last night's episode, and why?
I would say the scene, well, I can understand words from Ron to say, I need to track down the vigilante. But then
yes.
I didn't like the scene where Thea's saying, okay then, you and me, we're going to find
the vigilante. Yeah, it's like
together.
All of a sudden now it's you and Thea? I'm sorry, but I'm like, huh?
I'm going to say, no, Solo, I'm hunting them down. I need to.
I agree with you, Matt. I agree with you.
So,
good call there. Good call. All right, let's go to Joe from Krypton. Krypton, what would Krypton cut out?
You know what? The episode was so solid. I really don't have any complaints. But
I know.
I
it's hard.
Say,
it's hard.
If you don't mind, I would like to comment just a little bit on what Matt said like a few minutes ago about him thinking that Roy, he may come in and help Oliver defeat the Dark Archer.
Yes.
I think they're going to flesh it out a little more for season two so Roy
right.
and Thea can go on this adventure
okay.
to discover all of
yeah,
secrets.
I think that might,
you know,
I think I'm, yeah, I'm on that track. I think they might just.
We're a little too close to the end of the
yeah.
season for them to just, you know, throw him in there towards the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure
well, you know, it's an opinion. We don't know yet, so.
Yeah,
good call there. Let's see. Let's go to Lauren. Lauren, what scene would you cut out if you were the editor?
I think it has to be the end scene where in the island where Yowie comes in with the fire.
It was kind of like, okay, Yowie, run inside so we can end the show. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much, Lauren, when you saw Yowie, you're like, wait a minute, this is a setup. Now, as smart as Slade and Shadow and Oliver, he's not a big dummy on the island. Why did they say, like, oh, wait a minute, Yowie just walks in?
So.
Good call on that one, Lauren. Thank you. I'm sure a lot of people are nodding their heads right now. All right, let's go to Mary Beth. Mary Beth, what scene would you cut out?
I couldn't see the purpose of Ron Hopper with his motorcycle. Why was he arrested? He was just sitting there on his motorcycle. There was no reason for him to get arrested.
Okay. Well, this is why we have a podcast with fans. Anyone who wants to help out Mary Beth? Not all at the same time. So anyone speak up so I can hear you. Or nobody. Lauren, do you know why he got arrested?
Are you talking to me?
Yes,
you,
Lauren.
He stole a police radio. So, and then, and then Lance got wind of it and he set him up and lured him or something.
Right. So they, Mary Beth, since he had the police scanner or radio, Detective Lance, they set up a scenario crime where they know that possibly Roy would show up to try to see what's going on, but it was a big setup to get back the radio. So that's why they arrested him. Yeah.
Okay.
See how cool this podcast is? You would have never even thought of it twice. Okay. All right, Regina, what would you cut out?
Well, I don't really have a scene to cut out, but I have a question real quick. Who was that little boy? I mean, he just stole the scenes.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
But he didn't have that many lines, too,
actor.
But he definitely stole the scene. Yeah, you're right.
He was, that little boy was Laura Lance's, her, not customers, what do you call them?
Client.
Yeah. No, I mean, the actor, though, who is the boy?
No,
I mean,
she wants to know the actor, yeah. He's a little boy, and no, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, do you know his name?
He's an orphan now, and no, I don't. Unfortunately,
you
know, I don't.
I saw him on something else, and
something
I can't remember what it was.
All right. Okay, so we're going to end our podcast. I know we're having a lot of fun, but our half hour is up. Okay, so let's go around the room. Let's do our shout-outs. It's time where people could either track you down or, you know, or not, or say your goodbyes. So let's go around the room. Matt from Florida, give us your shout-out as we end the Aero Talk podcast.
Great episode. I can't wait for the undertaking. This podcast rocks. Bazinga. I'll see you guys soon.
Agree. Thank you, Matt. All right, Lauren, the floor is yours.
Great episode. I can't wait for, oh, my God, 3 more episodes to
come. I know.
I can be reached on Twitter at LaurenTBEA.
All right, check her website out. It's awesome. All right, Regina, give us your shout-out as you finally made it onto the show.
I know. Well, hello, everybody. Sorry I was late. It wasn't my fault, though, so, and it was fun as always.
All right, great. So you've been listening to the Aero Talk podcast. We will be back next Thursday for The Undertaking at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Same bat channel, same bat time. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.